Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of Joel chapter 2, we taught that when we are too old to serve the Lord through our physical activity, we can still serve through a ministry of prayer. Let's continue with that thought today. Old men dreaming dreams. You see, my friend, you're never, never too old to witness. Let me say that again. You're never too old to witness. I live in Florida. Many people retire from the North and come to Florida. It's all right to retire from the workforce and realize that you've reached a stage in life that you can't work like that any longer. But it's not all right to retire from serving God. Be a witness for Him. And when your body won't allow you to move and your body keeps you still and you're more often in the house than you are out of the house and it's an effort just to get out of the chair, then start a brand new ministry that could be the greatest ministry you ever had. The ministry of prayer. My friend, Lamp and Light needs your prayer. I ask that you would pray for me personally. If you're listening to this broadcast, please pray for me personally, that God will give me a holy utterance, that I grow in His wisdom, that is, a knowledge of right and wrong with just judgment as to action. I ask the Lord to give me more of an understanding heart and mind, that I'll not only perceive the depths of the truths in His Word, but I'll have discernment between the spirit of truth and error, between truth and a lie or truth and deceit, that I'll have discernment between the holy and the unholy, the good and the evil, the good and the bad, the righteous and the unrighteous. Pray for me that as a Christian and a pastor, that I'll grow in the knowledge of God, the knowledge of His person. I knew my wife after we'd been married 1 year. And I knew her even more after 2 years. Now we've been married 47 years. And I know her now better than I've ever known her before. And yet, hopefully we even grow in more knowledge. But my friend, I can grow in the knowledge of Christ. Of His person, of His person, of His being. Pray that that would grow for me, that I might have His power, that I might know and have His power in my praying, in my preaching, in my personal witness. My friend, I ask you to pray that for me. And His spirit of counsel would be upon me. Help me to have that quick understanding in the fear of the Lord. In the spirit of righteousness. The old men will dream dreams. The greatest dream that you could have is to see your children, grandchildren, and other descendants in heaven. Old age is a time to number our days, but it's also a time to show the generation to come the power of God. Afterwards, to this life for the Christian. Our afterwards is heaven. But all those without Christ, their afterwards is hell. Proverbs 29, verse 1 says, He that being often reproved hardeneth his neck shall suddenly be destroyed, and that without remedy. Have you ever thought about this? Jesus told a story, which I believe is a true story, not just an allegory. I believe it's a true story. He told of the rich man in hell. My friend, it's 2,000 years later. And that rich man is still in hell. He hasn't ceased to exist. He's still tormented day and night. 2,000 years from now, he'll still be a conscious spirit, tormented day and night. And 2 billion years from now, he'll still be a conscious spirit, tormented day and night, with no hope, no ceasing to exist, and no chance to escape. Oh, my friend, if you're not sure you're saved, go to our website. We have the gospel on it, and I hope that you'll go to there and listen to the gospel, read about it, and receive Christ as your Savior. But my friend, we need to go on from here because we have just read, looking here at verse 28, we want to also cover verse 29 here because it's part of it. And so as we review it, verse 28, 29, it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and on your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your old men shall dream dreams, your young men shall see visions. And also upon the servants and upon the handmaids in those days will I pour out my spirit. He pours it out. Now we're kind of getting a panorama of God's plan here before us. You see, verses 26 through 32 are actually a panorama of prophecy. When Christ comes back, we find in verses 26 and 27, Jews are completely forgiven. And they will never again be ashamed as they turn to the Lord with all their heart, giving their lives surrendered totally to Him. We have a song that we sing at invitation time at our church from time to time, and that is called, I Wonder Have I Done My Best for Jesus, when He has done so much for me. And so, we find out at Pentecost so many are saved, but they're not just saved. They're gathered, church is formed, and they're made into a church. Take the gospel to the world. In verse 28, it's speaking of first to the Jews. He says, your sons and daughters shall prophesy, and your old men shall dream dreams. And while your young men shall see visions, they shall preach the word. And we saw that beginning at Pentecost. In Acts chapter 2, verses 16 through 18, we're told, but this is that which is spoken by the prophet Joel. And it shall come to pass in the last days, saith God, I will pour out of my spirit upon all flesh. And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. And on my servant, and on my handmaidens, I will pour out in those days of my spirit, and they shall prophesy. You say, preacher, why did you just reread something you just read a couple minutes ago? Because he mentioned those days, the last day. You know, the last days has been since the resurrection. Now, you ever watch a football game, and they get into the second half of a pro football game, and you might say it's the last half. But you know, as the day goes along, we see that it's been 2,000 years since the resurrection. But kind of like football, you have a 2-minute warning when everything stops and you get ready for that final buzz. And I tell you what, that final 2 minutes is hectic if it's a close game. And so as they finish those final 2 minutes of the game, and boy, I tell you, it's close, it's a nail-biter. Kind of like the tribulation period. And I like that idea because in Hosea chapter 6, verses 1 and 2, we see the destruction of Jerusalem, and then he says, after 2 days. One day is with the Lord as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is 1 day. Well, we've had the 2 days, and now the Lord is beginning to work. We see Israel back in the land, starting in Jerusalem, which they entered and took over in 1967, reclaiming their land that had been occupied by others until then for nearly 2,000 years. But they're back in the land. After 2 days, you might say, now they're into that third day. We're getting ready for the coming of Christ. We're getting down to the 2-minute warning. The Gentiles, we see them here. And we see the intent of God is being laid out for us again. Now, look at verse 29. And also upon the servants and upon the handmaidens in those days will I pour out my spirit. Now, this happens in Acts 2, 800 years afterward. God had a plan from the beginning. Adam and Eve were not Jew, nor was Abraham a Jew, for that matter. Neither was Israel. That would come later through the tribe of Judah. But there's all of Israel. And now today, it seems like all Israel called Jew. In Genesis 3:15, God said, and I will put enmity between thee and the woman. He's speaking to the serpent and the woman, speaking of Satan and her. Active opposition, enmity, and between thy seed and her seed, it shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel, he says, the serpent. Now the woman does not have a seed, that's from the man. But this is stated to foretell in Genesis 3:15, the third chapter of the Bible. The third chapter of 1,189 chapters that make up the Bible, the third chapter foretells the virgin birth of Jesus Christ, which would be about 4,000 years later. And since birth comes through a woman, God promises a seed that will be able to save all her seed who will come to him. That is why we read, as we read earlier in 1 Timothy 2, verses 3 and 4, for this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who will have all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening, and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on its firm foundation. For